Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the feast of Epiphany. The Greek word Epiphany means appearance or manifestation. Multiple revelations of Jesus as God are celebrated in the feast of Epiphany. First, the angels revealed Jesus to the shepherds. In the Western Church, the feast of the Epiphany celebrates Jesus' first appearance to the Gentiles, represented by the Magi, while in the Eastern Church, the feast is the commemoration of the baptism of Christ, where the Father and the Holy Spirit gave combined testimony to Jesus' identity as Son of God. Later, in the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus revealed himself as the promised Messiah, and at Cana, he revealed his divinity by transforming water into wine. The adoration of the Magi fulfills the oracle of Isaiah that we find in the first reading, prophesying that the nations of the world would travel to the holy city, following a brilliant light, and would bring gold and incense to contribute to the worship of God. Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus in today's second reading expresses God's secret plan in clear terms. The Gentiles are co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Today's gospel reminds us that if God permitted the Magi, foreigners and pagans to recognize and give Jesus proper respect as the King of Jews, we should know that there is nothing in our sinful lives that would keep God from bringing us to Jesus. This gospel account teaches us how Christ enriches those who bring him their hearts. There is a story about Epiphany of a pilot. Once, a helicopter was flying around above Seattle when an electrical malfunction disabled all the aircraft's electronic navigation and communications equipment. Due to the clouds and haze, the pilot could not determine the helicopter's position and course to steer to the airport. The pilot saw a tall building, flew toward it, circled, drew a handwritten sign, and held it in the helicopter's window. The pilot's sign said, "Where am I?" in large letters. People in the tall building quickly responded to the aircraft, drew a large sign, and held it in the building window. Their sign said, "You are in a helicopter." The pilot smiled, waved, looked at his map, determined the course to steer to Seattle Airport. And they landed very safely. After they were on the ground, the co-pilot asked the pilot how the sign "You are in a helicopter" helped determine the position. The pilot responded, "I knew that had to be the Microsoft building because, similar to their helplines, they gave me a technically correct but completely useless answer." Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to follow. We know there were three groups of people who reacted to the epiphany of Christ's birth. The first group, headed by King Herod the Great, tried to eliminate him. The second group, priests and scribes, ignored him. And the third group, represented by the shepherds and the magi, came to adore him. Let us make sure that we belong to the third group. By worshipping Jesus at Mass with gold of our love, the myrrh of our humility, and the frankincense of our adoration. By giving a new direction to our lives, choosing, as the Magi chose another route to return to their homes, let us also choose a better way of life, abstaining from proud and impure thoughts, evil habits, and selfish behavior. By becoming stars, leading others to Jesus, as the star led the Magi to Jesus. Like the Magi, let us offer Jesus our gifts on this feast of the Epiphany. Our gift of friendship with God in the form of all-hearted love and devotion. Our gift of friendship with others by leading them to Jesus through our exemplary lives of Christian charity in action. Our gift of reconciliation with God by daily asking His pardon and forgiveness for our sins and giving unconditional forgiveness to our offenders. Our gift of peace by seeking God's peace in our own lives through prayer, leading a sacramental lives, and daily meditation on the Word of God. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.